KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Judgment's been handed down in the bail application of two Durban siblings accused of killing a local businessman. Shailen Singh was shot dead in late December while in his car outside an Umhlanga restaurant. Ferrell and Darren Govender were arrested on New Year's Day. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
After a bail hearing that lasted nearly a month, Magistrate Kevin Broughton gave his decision this afternoon, denying Ferrell Govender bail. His younger brother, Darren, can walk out of jail. His bail has been set at 200,000 rand with conditions. The National Prosecution Authority says the 32-year-old has been ordered not to interfere with witnesses and must report daily to the nearest police station. He also cannot apply for travel documents. The state had opposed bail, arguing that the brothers may influence or intimidate witnesses, conceal or destroy evidence, and possibly evade trial. The pair will return to court in May. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
KZN Education says it's disappointed with the actions of the parents who blocked the entrance of a Burgville school today. The parents at Nsebenzentle Primary School are unhappy that a teacher from outside was hired, while one that they say has been volunteering at the school for 2 years was overlooked. The Provincial Education Department's Muzima Shambi says the disruption won't help pupils.
Parents have closed the school for their own children, which is going to be a problem and catch up with them in the near future. Because each and every hour that is not taught is goes wasted, and to recover from there, it's always difficult.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the party will be filing a complaint against the magistrates involved in the case against its KZN chair Mongezi Twala and four other members. They were arrested after they stormed the Umhlathuze municipal offices last week. They were demanding the removal from council of EFF councillors they say have been expelled from the party. Malema told reporters this afternoon that they will be approaching the Magistrates Commission over the presiding officers standing down.
But the magistrate comes there and says, no, I can't proceed with this case. I know this guy who is accused. Therefore, I'm conflicted. The second one says, no, I'm also conflicted. I know this guy. The bail was not even dealing with the merits of the case to a point where you can say, I'm conflicted. You can just do the bail and then tell your superiors that I can't proceed with that case because I'm conflicted. There was a coordinated arrangement to try and frustrate the EFF in Umhlathuze.
And Botswana's President Duma Boko has unveiled plans to diversify the diamond-dependent economy. He says job creation will be at the center of it. Boko intends to develop new industries, dismantle the state power utility, and boost concessional borrowing. Durban 32 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 36.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Graham Potter returning to Stamford Bridge for the first time since he was sacked by Chelsea. It's playoff week in the Betway SA20, starting with the qualifier tomorrow between My Cape Town and the Paul Royals. And Sanelo Nohamba has been released from his contract with the Lions to move to Japan.